There was God, there was Noah, there was all the people, and what happened?
The people turned bad.
Well, basically. Okay, I can accept that. Okay, so people weren't doing so well, and God said, this is a bummer, God said. This is not working out the way I thought it would. I need to do something. And so God said, I'm going to create a flood. I'm going to create a flood. But did he find at least a few good people?
Noah
and his family. And then he told Noah to do what? Build a big boat called an ark and fill it with what? Two of every animal. Were there two chickens? Two llamas? Two horses? Two mosquitoes? That's the one I hate. Yeah, two mosquitoes. Two anteaters. Two duckbill platypi. Two bees, at least. Yeah. So that's the story. It's a wonderful story. All of these animals, they all get into the ark. And then what happens? It rains, and it rains a lot. Forty is always a good guess in the Bible. 40 is a good number. 40 and 40. Yeah, except for actually. The rain stops. Noah looks. Sends off a couple of birds. The boat settles down onto the ground and they come out into the mud and the sun is shining and God says to Noah, what? I ain't never going to do that again. That's right. I will never do that again. Wow. And then what was the sign that God made?
A rainbow.
A rainbow. So there's a really cool word that we use when we talk about that rainbow and that promise that God made. Let's see. Can you help me?
Uh-huh.
Come on up here, Greg. So first of all, you were right. It's a, okay, can you hold that up? It's a rainbow. And I'll have you know, for those of you who never noticed, that this banner now is stitched with the colors going the proper way.
Good.
They were apparently not right before.
They weren't.
There is a rainbow that has been put up in the sky. God said, I will put my bow in the sky as a reminder that I will never, ever, ever do this again. It's a covenant, a promise. That's a promise that God made to Noah and to every one of us, that God would never do that again. There's another covenant that we kind of remember that story about Noah in. Do you know what that is? It has water in it. Yeah, well, come on back here because you got to help me because I didn't work this morning. So come on here. Why don't we put this up here for a while so everybody can remember that there are little bright spots in Lent. Okay, so we'll leave this here. Perfect. Come on with me. The other covenant that God makes that has to do with water is your baptism, right? We're going to hear that story a little bit. We just did. Here we go. And so, let's see. I need one of my taller kids. Come over here. Why don't you pour in? And then as she pours in, we say, this is God's covenant. Are you ready? She's going to pour the water in the baptismal font. Can you say it? This is God's covenant. And this is God's covenant that was the same covenant that God made with Noah. I'll never destroy the world, but I will always be with you. That's probably good because I have to move that later. And now if you'll put your fingers in it and make the sign of the cross, we're going to bless this water. Okay. So now you are part of God's covenant. That covenant that reminds us that we belong to God. Well, you'll need to go back and talk to your mother about what to do about the wet finger. Okay. So thank you all for your help. Let's pray before you go. Gracious God, thank you for the covenant that you made with Noah and for our covenant in water. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.